Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Provocative Thoughts.
Out of the traffic and smog of Los Angeles comes the new Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations with Tommy Bahamas and friends. And now, Los Angeles, Orange County, and the world. The new Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations with Tommy Bahamas and friends is on the air.
Well, good afternoon, Los Angeles. Good early pre-evening.
Pre-evening.
Orlando. And good evening, UK, Europe, and beyond. You are listening to a Return to Fern Valley Wednesday. And I got to tell you, this is me, Tommy Bahamas, and as always, my good friend, my best friend, the good doctor, the beautiful doctor-to-be, my co-host, and my wife, my better half, most would say, is with me at the helm this afternoon evening. Say hello to the world, LJ.
Most would be right.
That's true.
Hello, world.
Well, you know, I give her credit for such, and most people that know me know I never give credit where credit is due.
It's true.
But we have a wonderful show lined up for you today. It is our absolute honor to bring Aileen Stewart back to the show today. It's been too long. And if you're wondering how we could be returning to Fern Valley, well, you have to go back in the archives and look for Fern.
Go there the first time.
That's right. Aileen Stewart is a wonderful author. And she has a collection of stories that I absolutely love. And I was so happy when she returned to Fern Valley. You have to understand. We'll let her tell. I'm not going to get ahead of myself, of course. But she has a great collection with the first book that she put out through Tate Publishing. And we're happy to say that Tate put out the second one as well. And I truly enjoyed reading the stories, and we will talk about that a little bit later. As Aileen will be with us as we go into the show. Listen, folks, the listener lines are open, 516-595-8269. The chat rooms are open for you if you're on the internet. We welcome our loyal listeners in England, Sweden, Iceland, and Finland, and of course, Scotland. We welcome our listeners on the other side of the globe. A little bit further east, Israel, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, and finally, the truly dedicated listeners who are just getting up in Thailand, New Zealand, and Australia. Welcome to the show. The chat rooms are lighting up. The European meetings are showing that they are lighting up. Go Spreaker.
Spreaker.
iTunes, radio, AOL chat rooms. Go, go, go. And those on Facebook or here in America, you can go to the blog talk radio. com, or you can go through Facebook and you can participate in the chat room there and on with the show. I want to send a special thank you out to our mentors, brother and sister David and Cindy Murdoch, David's big brother, Dr. Mike Murdoch, Larry and Tiz Huck, Marcus and Joni Lamb, Pastor Andrew Sweet, Pastor Paula White, Brother Joe Perdido, Jerry Savelle, Don Coffeen, and Dr. Oh my goodness, Dr. Mike Davis?
Brown.
My goodness. Oh, wow.
Michael Brown.
Holy mind slip. Though, Dr. Michael Brown.
Well, we used to sing a song about him, I think. Old Doc Brown.
Go on, Lois. Sing it.
I can't. I
We want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being part of our story and changing our life. And that is part of the upcoming novel for myself. It's just about finished. I think the editing is probably one of the hardest things you have to do once the initial writing is done. And we could talk to Aileen about that a little while. But the name of the book is set in stone. It is called Undenied, for only truth is undenied. We encourage you folks, if you have any questions today, to ask away in the chat rooms. If you want to participate on the listener line, please do. If you want to ask and interact with Aileen, we encourage it. Folks, questions are the only way to truly grow and know your way around this world, to know your difference in this world. For we find that only through asking question and finding your difference can you truly know and grow in understanding and wisdom. We are happy to be back with you on Wednesdays. We do apologize for Saturday's show being preempted, but we were not well on Valentine's Day. We did do the via the internet the love language breakfast with Brother David and Cindy Murdoch, which was tremendous. But in honesty, I haven't been well. You probably can't tell by the enthusiasm in my voice, but I'm not well as I'm speaking to you. With sadness, I have to tell you folks, if you know of John Paul Jackson, he's a tremendous, or he was, he passed away this morning, 64 years of age. He had been battling cancer and survived it. And I guess he was having some respiratory problems over the weekend, and it put a very strain on his body, and his organs were not getting proper amount of oxygen. And he went on to be with the Lord this morning. So we do send out our condolences to the family. I'm at a loss for words for once.
It's very sad.
Yes, he's somebody who I would consider a mentor as well. I don't guess I didn't give him the credit that he deserved. He helped me out tremendously along the last couple of years of my life. And, well, I'm giving him credit now. We loved you, and I thank you for the ministry and for the words of wisdom and direction that you gave. And I hope I can do you proud. Do you know about loveisrael.com? Well, Moshe Barzi is the founder of that. And we encourage you folks, if you want to stand in unification with Israel, please go to loveisrael.com. Wow, I'm at a loss, hon.
Well, then I'll talk.
Ladies,
never mind.
Ladies and gentlemen,
did you
know that our website is active? TLBethel.com is up and running. We apologize. The reason it isn't called Provocative Thoughts website is because that's going to be part of the larger entity, which will be Undenied Radio and Television. But as of right now, TLBethel.com is up and running. It is a skeleton scale, and we are looking for, in the next month or so, we're going to have to improve and move to a different website design. We own the domain, praise God. But it's up to us, and we've been looking diligently to try to improve the website in hopes to expand it and get all the previous shows as well as the new formatted pages for the books, because Lois and I are both authors as well. Especially since the novel is about completed and ready for publication, as I said, Undenied, the book, the story of the entire wild ride. You guys have been with us. It's just about complete, and we hope to get it out to you within the next few weeks. If you have been part of the story and you want to endorse or be part of the forward for the book, please let me know by contacting me by saying forward for the book or undenied at positivevibes1014@gmail.com. So let's get on to quickly the listener contests, and then we're going to play a little song and then have Aileen come on. First of all, we are still looking for illustrators to participate in the illustration contest. We are offering right now the illustrations for one book with a contract for possibly a couple of more that we have. We offer this contest every year for different children's stories and stuff that are out there. And we hope that you and encourage you will join us and be part of the bigger picture. We offer the listener contest to create your own ending for the show. It should be 1 minute and 25 seconds to 1 minute and 30 seconds longest, and include the name of the show, the host names as well, myself, Tommy Bahamas, and LJ. And we are happy and honored to say that we do have a winner for this season, but that does not mean to stop submitting, because we are already taking submissions for the next season. So we accept submissions all season long, and we're only part of the way through it. So please continue to contribute and be part of the wild ride. And as we just said, as we expanded to the other night studios, we are looking for a web designer and an app creator who's willing to work and grow with our company. It's a long-term precision, and flexibility is number one. You can contact us at 424-281-9822. That is the studio directly. Or you can write to positivevibes1014@gmail.com. You can put any one of the different subject matters in the subject line, title, you know, illustration contest or app creator or such, and we will get back to you directly. As I said, there's been so much that's happened to us this season and across the seasons. You know, we're in our fourth season. We've been with you guys now for 5 years coming up June. July will be 5 years. And we are very grateful to all of you around the world who have stayed with us and listened to us. But most of all, we want to stop and thank God for all he's done. And like I said, we want to thank you, because without you and God, we wouldn't have a reason to do this show, or would we?
No.
So, as we get to the next part of our show, listener lines are open for you. 516-595-8269. You can participate in any of the chat rooms with the affiliates, iTunes, AOL Radio, Spreaker, Blog Talk. You know who you are. You're out there. If you have a question for us or for Aileen, please feel free to ask. And before we bring Aileen on, I am going to play a little song from one of our mentors and a guest of ours that we had on a couple weeks ago. This is Take Me to the King by Cindy Murdoch.
Thank you.
And there you have it, folks. Cindy Murdoch and "Take Me to the King." What a tremendous version of the song.
She's awesome.
You gotta love it. It's why she's one of our mentors. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a great honor to be able to bring back one of our guests from a previous season. And I have to tell you that I absolutely love the writings of our next guest. We brought her back on. We brought her on originally. I guess it was last season. Was it? Or was it the season before last?
It was in 2012. So
it was the last season. We took off a year. Remember, Fern Valley. The characters therein, and the stories that revolve around Fern Valley, are so tremendous. And I'm not going to get into it until I bring on. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to bring to you on the world stage, Aileen Stewart. Aileen, are you with us?
I am, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
Hi.
We're so grateful and honored to have you back with us.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. And praying you guys feel better soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I don't usually go on about my woes, but I've been having back spasms. And when you have to sit at a microphone for hours, it's tedious at best.
I can imagine.
You can't tell because of the optimism and enthusiasm in my voice, but it's very painful at times. And as I was saying, I'm suffering as I'm speaking, so you probably can't tell. But God is good, we apologize that we weren't able to broadcast with you over the weekend, and we're so grateful.
No problem.
We're so honored to have you back with us. Let me say a little thing to the audience, and then I'd like to have you tell a little bit about yourself for those who do not remember from the last broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Aileen Stewart is a wonderful author, and back when I originally came up with my first two books, I was blessed to have found Tate Publishing. This is going back to 2010. And we were introduced to Aileen through Tate, and we had her on our second season of Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations. Now, Fern Valley, Aileen, you can tell the audience, when did you originally come up with the concept for Fern Valley?
I came up with it when my daughter was about 3, which would have been in about 2008.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to submit it to traditional publishers and didn't have a lot of success. And then I found Tate. And my husband and I really prayed about it, and we felt that that was where we were being led to accept their offer for publishing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they accepted my first book, which is Fern Valley, like you mentioned, and mm-hmm. it's a collection of 12 short stories, and the characters are farm animals. And then there was a gap between Fern Valley and my latest book, Return to Fern Valley. It was like
uh-huh.
a 3-year gap. And the thing I really wanted to point out today was about God having a plan for each of us.
Amen.
And sometimes we get in a hurry, or sometimes we think that we can make this plan happen by ourselves. And that's kind of what I've been learning along the way. Because there was a big gap between mm-hmm. my first and second book, and I worried, and I didn't trust the Lord that He had a plan, and there was a reason for everything, you know, and I tried to make the second book happen. And I tried to, you know, get myself more sales and more publicity. And the harder I tried, the less I seemed to accomplish. And when I finally realized that God has a plan that if I seek Him first, then it'll all fall into place. When I realized that, then I was able to get Return to Fern Valley published. And as I began to continue to trust that He has a plan, even though I can't always see it ahead of time, things just start to fall into place. And it's amazing how, you know, there was that huge gap where I didn't get anything accomplished on my own, and now it just seems to be quickly falling into place. I actually have the third book in the series will be coming out this fall. It's called Cooking in Fern Valley. And
awesome.
It's going to include recipes.
Awesome.
I love it.
And you know how when we go with Tate, we have, you know, that author contribution initially.
Yes, yes.
And that was part of the problem why there was such a big gap between my first book and my second book, was the author contribution. And so when it finally worked out and I had the second book done, and I was like, Lord, I can't keep doing this. We just cannot financially sustain, you know, these continued author contributions, even though I feel Tate does a great job.
Right.
So I was like, Lord, I'm just going to have to quit worrying about it and put it in Your hands. And in December, Tate came out with an offer where if I purchased a certain amount of books, of one of my existing books, I would get a lifetime contract, which means now I no longer have to do author contributions.
Really? Huh.
Yes. And so that was so perfect for me because I thought I can buy books and then I can, you know, since I buy books anyways and resell them when I go to book signings. So I thought I'm not losing, you know, this author contribution that way. It's going to be, you know, returned to me when I sell the books.
Right.
Now,
right.
Now any of the books that I send in that they accept, it's almost like having a traditional contract. So that's how I'm able to have Cooking in Fern Valley come out this fall, and I'm also going to have my very first picture book called Quack and Daisy come out.
Oh, that's
wow.
Awesome. That's so wonderful. Well, I got to tell you, being the fact that I was kind of laid up over the last week or so, it really, really was awesome to be able to go back at, you know, I was telling my wife, she's working a traditional full-time job, and we completely identify with what you're saying in reference to the contributions. And then there's the stigma also about, you know, if you go through a corporation like this, are you really published? Are you self-published?
Right.
You know, and we could talk about that after we, you know, talk some more about Fern Valley. The initial story in Return to Fern Valley was so wonderful. You know, the clues and the fudge, and I was just like, I love it. And as I continued to read into the book, I remembered why I loved Fern Valley to begin with. Your prose and the way that you wrote the stories, each of the different stories, the characters therein, the interactions between the different characters from one story to the next, tremendous. And I can't remember. I think it was the box you called. Somebody said something, you goober or something.
Yeah.
I was just like, wow. I haven't heard, not to date myself, folks, but I haven't heard usage of in such a way in so long. It was refreshing to me. You know, it actually made me smile to be able to go back and read this. You know, and that was one of the things. You know, we've been blessed that we've had a number of different Tate authors on the show with us over the years. I think you are literally one of maybe a handful of authors that we've actually brought back. You know, not because there wasn't anything wrong with their books, folks. It was just that the writing and the way you present it is such a wonderful, refreshing presentation, Aileen, that we wanted to honor you. And again, you know, we've been wanting to have you back on with us for a very long time. And we're glad. We're actually glad that we waited, because now, you know, you have the movement for the third book. And that's got to be exciting. It has to be very exciting.
Are you a cook?
I am. That's one of my other hobbies. One of my passions is cooking and baking.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny, because how cooking in Fern Valley came about is in the first book. I don't know if you remember, but a lot of times the moms or the kids are cooking things. And
right.
So mm-hmm. I tend to describe, you know, what they're cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a reader say to me that she could almost imagine what was being cooked because of my descriptions. And so I thought to myself, how can I combine two of my favorite passions, which is writing for children and cooking? And
uh-huh.
I'm actually teaching my 10-year-old daughter to cook, and she goes to cookbook club with me. So I thought,
wow,
you know
wonderful.
What? What if we put, like, somebody was cooking in each of the stories, you know, be it the kids or the parents, and then at the end we would have the recipe for whatever they cooked in that particular story. So there'll be 12 stories, and there'll be 12 recipes.
That's awesome.
That's brilliant.
It
really is.
Excellent.
I have to tell you, one of my favorite things about Fern Valley is I remember when we first read it, Tommy reading it to me, and at one point, I don't remember what happened, but I freaked out because I realized that you were writing about animals, and I thought they were real people.
I remember you telling me that on the first show.
And
yeah.
It's the same this time, because, I mean, I knew this time, but I think, you know what it reminds me of, and I hope I don't offend you when I say this, but it's kind of like animals, but Little House on the Prairie. Like,
how did I get
so
offended at that? That Little House is like a classic.
Right.
Very true. Very true. Well, I tell you, I enjoy... And we, you know, not to tell you folks a little bit about ourselves, but Lois and I love to, you know, one of the reasons we work so well together on the radio is because we were friends indirectly and over time since we were children. And we lost contact. My father built her father's first house. And we remember, you know, later when we became adults and reconnected in 2009, running through the house as, you know, 6 and 4 year olds, saying, "Oh my goodness, you know, wow." And then we didn't see each other again until high school, and then we didn't meet each other again until Facebook in 2009. And we worked so well together, on and off the air. And one of the things I love to do is to explore the different writings and to share with her. And when we read stories and such, like I get to read the stories to her, I feel like I don't know, story time right before bed. It's I know it sounds cheesy, folks, but
it's awesome.
But it is. It's awesome.
And we love reading your stories before we go to sleep.
Yeah, you know,
thank you.
It puts us in the right frame of mind, you know. And I love how you incorporate God into your stories, and the messages that they convey. It's so much hope. I could go on.
Well, you know, and the funny thing is when I set out to write, I didn't initially set out to write a book with Christian overtones. I mean, that wasn't mm-hmm. in my mind. But the interesting thing was, is as I began to write, they say, you know, write what you know. And I basically
right.
went back to my childhood and said, what do I know? And that's kind of where I draw my from. And my life just sort of appeared on the pages, and since God is the center of my life, he just sort of appeared on the pages too.
Makes sense. Yeah, I just wanted to touch briefly on what you said earlier, because your story is very similar to our story in this aspect. You know, one of the original sponsors that we talked with and worked with about being part of the show was Tate, and it didn't work out, of course.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the same things that you were mentioning in reference to trying to force and trying to do, you know, not being patient and waiting upon God and his time
right.
and his plan and trying to do it our way. That's part of our story. You know, I mean, when I first got the word to go, I really didn't know what that meant or where we would be going. Or Lois wasn't even part of the picture at that point. But mm-hmm. for the first time in my life, I had the willingness to want to go. And so I was willing to do whatever God had said to me to do. And across the time when God inspired me and I was able to write and I was able to do these things, I just didn't give God the glory. And again, that's part of my story, you know, finding that direction back. You know, I grew up in the church. My dad he went to Bible college to be a minister. And so I knew all of this stuff, but I just never really, as you said, seek the kingdom first. And over the last, you know, 5 years of this show, Lois and I have been redirected to the path. And we found that God blessed us with some wonderful intelligence to be able to be troubleshooters and to figure things out. But there really wasn't any satisfaction at the end of the day when we were doing it our way and we weren't really turning it over to God. And we found that as we continue to realign ourselves every single day, that every day unfolds, you know, the pages are not written. It's up to us to write the story every day. And it's not really us writing the story because God, you know, we know who holds tomorrow. And we are blessed to be able to say that our story is part of many other people's story. And it's not about us. And where once we thought it was all about us, now we recognize it's not about us. It's about giving God the glory. It's about the kingdom of God. It's about moving forward. And we've been blessed to have so many different people on the show. But we would be amiss if every single show we didn't stop what we were doing and say, thank you, God. You know, thank you for blessing us with the opportunity to be able to reach out to the world, to be able to talk like we are right now. And so I just wanted to say thank you for putting it in such a way, because we really do understand. And I think there's a lot of people out there, you know, there's a lot of people who are blessed with intelligence. And if we always think that our way is right, then we're not turning to God. And, if folks out there are praying people, you know, we have listeners who are and we have listeners who are not. You know, if you know the tradition of the Lord's Prayer that says, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, to seek God's will and to put him first is really a life lesson. We say it traditionally, and there's a lot of different aspects of Christianity that says the Lord's Prayer. But, you know, one of the things over the last year or so with Lois and I, we start our day with our devotions and reading the Bible and spending some time together before we do anything else. And one of the things that we traditionally have done is really think about the words that you say when you pray. You know, really think about how creative the words through the Spirit really are, because our words are creative and therefore Spirit. And you're making a...
Well, because we have a question in the chat room.
Go ahead.
I can't, from Sweden?
Go ahead.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, go ahead.
They want to know why Fern Valley.
Oh, do you mean the name?
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, that's one of those things. It's just like when you have dreams, you know, things just, pieces come from here and there. I knew I wanted to write about farm animals, and like my childhood, I knew part of the children would live in a small town and part of them would live in the country. And the country to me is just green, and I thought of trees and I thought of ferns and, you know, little ponds. And somehow Fern Valley just came to my mind. I'm not quite sure, you know, other than the Lord just put it there.
Where were you when I was growing up? My middle name is Fern, and I was tormented in school because of it. If I would have had something to back me up, like a great story like that, it would have been different.
Well, Fern is a lot better than my middle name, which is Wanda. So, there you go.
I can totally understand. My parents gave me the middle name Lamar, and there's nothing wrong with the name Lamar, of course. But I guess if you listen to it and you put it together, Thomas Lamar, it sounds very regal. But boy, did I get a lot of. I got harassed.
I'm sure lots of people have that same story.
Yes. I wanted to talk a little bit about one of the things that I had noticed you mentioning online, and it's something else I can commiserate with, and that is the separation of being a published author, per se, and being self-published. I know when we originally set out on this journey, before I really was doing the radio show, I had had two different books produced. Actually, I think we were at, like, we did two full volumes, which was actually volume one and volume one and volume two and three.
Two and three.
And then we had three children's stories that were produced as well. And we went to the Great Book Expo up at the Jacob Javits Center. And we were full of, we were ready to go. And I did the same thing you were talking about. That was an opportunity to sit there and sit down with the, quote, unquote, big boys of publishing. And when I tell you folks, they wouldn't give you the time of day. And it's no disrespect to the big author, the big publishing companies. I have a lot of respect for Random House and, all the big ones. But in this day and age, with the technological age, it's not like when we were growing up. You're not going to be Agatha Christie per se, and that was a rude awakening. I found, for my purposes, as you had mentioned, going with somebody like Tate and putting out some money to get it published per se. And also working through something like Creative Space and working directly with Amazon and Barnes & Noble and a number of different places, that it seemed to be more economically sound, but you don't get the recognition. And there's a lot of people out there who don't consider you to be an actual published author if you go with the guise of self-publishing, whether or not you use somebody like Tate or not. And I know from some of the things that I had seen that you had submitted some work for a contest or such, and you had a very similar story.
Yes. With Tate, we're kind of in the middle. And I don't consider Tate self-published or traditional. I consider them sort of a hybrid.
Yes, I agree.
And the reason I do is because even though there is, when new authors start, that author contribution, they call it something different now, a publicity retainer perhaps, but there is an opportunity of earning that back.
Right.
If you sell a certain number of books.
Correct.
Well,
that's
if you self-publish, you're never going to earn those fees you pay back. So
right.
That's one difference. And then Tate provided me, since I have children's books, with a wonderful illustrator, a beautiful cover, from the cover designer. I had an editor, and then they take care of everything for me. So it's kind of like buying a turnkey house. They got my ISBN number. They got me on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. And that's one of the reasons that I went with them, because I did not want to have to figure out how to do all that myself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And when I weighed the pros and cons, to me, the retainer was worth it. And then the possibility of being able to earn it back, which is difficult, but it is doable.
True.
I thought, this is a good fit for me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not for everybody, but for me.
Right.
And, but then you run into, you try to go to major book affairs in different states.
Right.
And some of them specifically say, if you're self-published, do not bother to apply. And a lot of them, they only consider traditionally published like in the big five. So even if you were published through a smaller independent publisher, they usually don't want you. And then I applied for a contest that was supposed to be for self-publishers. self-published people, because I thought, well, these people are telling me I'm self-published. So I go to the self-published side and I apply for this contest, and the lady writes me back and she says, well, I'm sorry, but you can't apply for this contest because on their website, Tate says they're a traditional publisher. So sometimes I feel like I'm stuck between that proverbial rock and a hard spot. Okay,
yes.
I'm not traditional. Mm-hmm. I'm not self-published. Where do I fit? And on my bad days, I kind of grump about it online, which is, you know, like you said, how you heard about it. And I try not to be negative. I try to be positive.
Well, I didn't take it as negative at all. I commiserate. You know, I've been offered tremendously. I've been offered other opportunities, Balboa and a number of other things. And I didn't have at that time the retainer to do it, and I left it in God's hands, and we moved forward. And it was a little easier for me to go directly through Creative Space and to do it myself, because I wanted the material to get out there. And it's part of what I was saying to you before about not necessarily forcing it, but and we've been blessed. We've been blessed with sales, you know, but. I didn't take it as you were complaining or anything like that. I understand, and it is tough, because we're stuck. We're stuck between a rock and a hard place. We write this stuff from our heart, and we want it to get out there. And it's not about us. After a certain point, it's about getting the material out there and being able to share it with the world. And that is, you know, that is a blessing from God. And as you said at the beginning of the show, God does have a purpose, and He does have a way, to a plan for each of us, to get that message out there, the message of hope, and that's the only reason I brought it up.
Well, and the interesting thing is what I wanted to point out was that generally I don't talk about that much unless I'm having a really bad day or a really bad week. But what I find is, it goes back to that, am I trusting in God's plan? Or am I worrying about it, about, you know, getting the word out? And I find that if I keep it in His hands and I just go about my day-to-day business and I trust that He will direct my path, I find that the doors start to open, the doors that I need to be opened, despite the ones that are already closed. And that happened today, actually. Before I came onto the show, I had gotten an email, and I have been trying for several years to get into one of the three major book events in the state of Ohio, which is where I'm from, and I have had no success. And I was beginning to think, well, maybe it's because they all think I'm self-published, you know, and I was worrying about it and fretting about it. And once I just let that go, and I had applied a while back to a major event in Columbus, Ohio. It's called Ohioana. And it had been a long time, and I just thought, see, nobody's going to invite me this year to anything. Well, right before the show, I got an email from Ohioana stating that I was chosen to go in April to Ohioana to the book sale.
Wonderful.
And then there's a reception in the evening where we actually go to the governor's residence and have a reception.
Wow, that's awesome.
And that's the thing. When I stop trying so hard, when I stop worrying, when I just allow the plan to unfold, it's so much better than when I'm worrying and when I'm trying on my own.
That's so true. It is. It's so true. You know, that's what I was saying before, and I guess I rambled on. And thank you for the chat room for stopping me. But, you know, I honestly believe that it's a life lesson. No, we're not supposed to be perfect at it. We only recognize when we get caught up in our own worry and our own doubt and our own fear, when something else happens, you know, to make us stop and say, wait a minute. You know, and again, you know, I'm conscious of it every day. I redirect my path every day. And I'm grateful, you know, that I have had those eye openers and those awakenings to say, listen, Tom, you know, are you kidding? Don't you remember? And we've been, you know, when we let go and we let God do His thing, you know, letting in his time, not mine.
Exactly.
Like you said, if it was my time, it would have been yesterday.
Exactly.
And I recognize that does not always serve the purpose or the kingdom for what God's plans may be. Folks, our guest today is Aileen Stewart, the author of Return to Fern Valley. We only have just a couple minutes left. If you'd like to participate, call in 516-595-8269 in the chat rooms. Thank you for participating and asking questions. If you have any more, please do us a favor and ask away. Tell us a little bit about, I'm sorry, you mentioned the cooking book, but what was the name of the other book?
My first picture book that will be coming out is called Quack and Daisy. It's about two unusual friends, a kitten and a duck.
Oh!
And to make a long story short, the general gist of it is, obviously a duck and a kitten would not normally be friends. But they meet in the meadow, and they enjoy each other's friendship. But when they go back, different members of their families are like, well, how can you be friends with them? They're different than you are.
Oh.
And
Romeo
so they
and
go. So they go through this struggle about, well, yeah, we are different. Maybe we shouldn't be friends. And in the end, they realize that they shouldn't allow what other people think to interfere with their friendship when they feel they have something in common.
Awesome. That's awesome. Wow.
Oh, I can't wait. And so now does Tate provide an illustrator for you for that too?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
And I'm curious, you said you have one daughter, she's 10. Do you have other
yes.
kids too?
No, just she's a lonely only.
And does she help you write your books?
She actually does. When I was writing Cooking in Fern Valley, you figure when you write a chapter book, which is basically what mine are similar to,
mm-hmm.
you have one idea and you use it through the whole book.
Right.
Well, when I did Fern Valley, it's a collection of 12 short stories. So there are 12 different ideas there. So then I went on to Return to Fern Valley. I had 12 more ideas. So I've gone through 24 ideas already.
Right.
So I get to Cooking with Fern Valley. Now we're talking 36. So I'm like about halfway through Cooking with Fern Valley, and I'm just thinking, I'm running out of ideas, Emily. Please, that's my daughter. I said, please help me think of some ideas. So she would sit down, and we would toss ideas back and forth. And she's really proud because I have a story called The Key, and she actually gave me the idea for that. One of the characters finds an old skeleton key in the house they've just moved into, and so her and her friend spend the day trying to figure out what it goes to.
Mm.
And so she was particularly excited to help me come up with that idea.
Wow. Awesome.
That's great. Is she an aspiring writer too?
She is, actually, and she, unlike me, actually can draw really well, too. So she may possibly be a writer and an illustrator. Who knows?
Wow.
Excellent. That's wonderful. Well, Aileen, we do thank you for being with us today. It's been an absolute pleasure and an honor. Ladies and gentlemen, we encourage you. Could you tell the folks where they can find Return to Fern Valley? It's located on Tate?
Yes, it's on Tate's website. You can find it on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or you can order it directly through my website, which is Fun with Aileen.
Excellent. Do you have it on Kindle as well?
Return to Fern Valley isn't on Kindle yet. Fern Valley is,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure, but Return to Fern Valley should be getting on Kindle fairly soon.
Wow. There you go, folks. Aileen, thank you so much for being with us today. We look forward to seeing the Cooking in Fern Valley coming up this coming fall.
And I can't wait.
We will gladly have you back on to do everything we can to assist you in getting the message out there. God bless you and keep you, and thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much. Be well.
You too, Aileen. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And there you have it, folks. Aileen Stewart returned to Fern Valley. I can't wait to read the rest of the stories because I was, and again, you know, I, not to go on about how much discomfort I've been in, but to lay there on a tablet and to be able to read these stories, it actually helped me quite a bit to relax. And this, each of the stories, as Aileen was saying, is so diversely different. And yes, dear.
I just love her stories so much.
Well, we're going to shift a gear here, folks, because we're in the last 10 minutes, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about our friend Joe Pernito. Now, I wanted to have some of his music on for Valentine's Day, and I apologize to you folks for not being with you on Valentine's Day, but as I said, sometimes there's just so much that you can do. Joe Pernito has just come out with his debut album, and it's called Rescue Me, and I want to play you the title track from his album, Rescue Me. And when we come back, Lois will tell you a little bit about how to find Rescue Me and Joe's website. This is Rescue Me.
He wakes every single morning and looks into the mirror and prays that you'll see someone new. He knows the choices that he's made are things that he just can't undo. He wants to be so much more than this. She wakes every single morning and looks into the mirror and prays that she'll see someone new. She knows the choices that she's made are things that she just can't undo. They long to be so much more, to live a life worth fighting for, to find themselves on bended knee. I just shouldn't mention. My heart has conceived some things that I just shouldn't fathom. And done some unspeakable things. And there's some things probably made you feel true, Lord. Oh my God, please rescue me from me. My God, please rescue me from me. Look into the mirror, I pray, Lord, make me more like you. I'll strap a cross upon my back, and I commit to follow you. I long to be so much more, to live a life that you died for. Daily I'm on bended knee. I just shouldn't mention. My heart has conceived some things that I just shouldn't fathom. My hands have done some unspeakable things. There's some things probably made you feel free, Lord. My God, please rescue me from me. My God, please rescue me from me.
Joe Pernito and Rescue Me. And folks, Rescue Me, the album, is now out.
Yes, and you can get to it if you go to www.joeprnito.com. NITO.com.
I thought there was an I in there between the
P-R-A-I-N-I-T-O.
Okay.
Is that not what I said?
No.
Okay. www.joeprainito.com. Pray me to. That's what he told us, remember?
I remember. That's the reason why I wanted to make sure we got it right, folks. You have been listening to a Return to Fern Valley Wednesday. We thank you, folks, for listening to us today. Because of my medical situation, I don't think that we will be on with you guys this Saturday. I want to take some time to make sure that I rest. And we do want to send out condolences one more time to the family of John Paul Jackson. Our hearts, our thoughts, and our prayers are with you. Also, I want to briefly touch base. We want to say thank you to Aileen Stewart for being with us and talking about Fern Valley, Return to Fern Valley today.
Yes.
And her website.
Her website is funwithaileen.com, and I've already posted it on our group page, so you can get to it right there.
And if you're on Facebook and you want to connect with us, you can connect with us at Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibration, the group page on, mm-hmm. on Facebook. Also, folks, our website, tobethel.com, is up. If you enjoy the show and you want to plant a seed and help us stay on the air, please go to the website and you can donate there. All the donations are set for contributions for equipment and for maintenance for the radio show, not for our pocket. And we thank you for being with us today. Let's talk briefly about the group, about the, I can speak today.
The contest.
The contest.
The contest, the contest.
Yes, the contest. There is an illustration contest out there, folks. You can contact us and ask us about the illustrators contest. We are looking for to offer one book to start, and we have a number of other ones that we need illustrations for. We give you the opportunity as listeners for the show to participate and to be recognized, not only on the show but around the world. Also, we do offer the listener contest to create the ending for the show. It should be a minute and 25 seconds to a minute and 30 seconds long. Include the name of the show, Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations, the host names, Tommy Bahamas, myself, and LJ, my beautiful, lovely wife. And we do have a winner. Mr. Sean Shmasek has won the contest for season 4. That doesn't mean that we are not going to continue to accept incoming submissions, because we have been on for 4 seasons and we intend to be with you for longer. You're going
for
to say
a very
something.
Long time.
Long time. And finally, folks, as we expand it to the Undenied Radio Studios, we are looking for a web designer and an app creator who's willing to work and grow with us. It's a long-term position, and flexibility is number one. You can contact us directly at positivevibes1014@gmail.com or call us directly at the studio at 424-281-9822. We do thank you for being with us today, folks. And we thank our guest, Aileen Stewart, and the return to Fern Valley. Lois and I want to say thank you, and God bless you, wherever you may be listening to this. And we congratulate Mr. Sean Shmasek for the Provocative Thoughts ending that we're about to play. Lois and I say to you, as we say at the end of every single show,
take it easy.
Provocative thoughts, positive vibrations. Not your average, ordinary radio station. Not your average, ordinary DJ. It's Tommy Bahamas and the love of his life, his wife LJ. Coming at you across the globe. USA. Give them a call, even if you only want to say hello. They love to have you being a guest on their radio show. Provocative thoughts, positive vibration. Provocative thoughts, positive vibrations. Provocative thoughts, positive vibrations.